Uh-oh. I've just come across this in the Daily Telegraph. David Riccio writes this, and he's been on this.
Here we go.
Paul Vaughan is first big-name player to start preseason training with the Bulldogs.
Put him on the wall. Training the house down.
But he's on. He could be a dual nominee. He was training the house up.
Gibbo.
He was training the house up and training the house down.
Gibbo, hit me, please.
So a dual nominee with the...
What with?
Thanks, Joel. If you see a player training the house down, tag us at Joel Fletch SEN on Twitter or use the hashtag TTHD. That was training the house down. And as history says, it rarely ends well.
Okay.
Whack him in. So as for our listeners, our new listeners, our old listeners, who, if you see a player on social media, if you see a journalist talk about like Paul Vaughan, or if you see a guy doing sandhills at Wanda,
yeah,
text through and say, I saw player X and he's going into the team.
But we need some characteristics of training the house down.
An article.
It's just no, but
first
we need
player
some
back.
Quotes. We need what was it?
No. The brief was this is the regulations. If you get a journo to write in a local paper or in a national paper,
yep.
Automatic selection.
Yep.
But don't we want to get a few what's in the article out there, right?
Never been training harder, highest weight, lowest weight,
that
those
sort
sorts
of
things.
Yeah, what does he exactly. say?
You just said it first into the...
It's been an interesting year, but I'm just excited to get back in and get going again. For me, it's about repaying the club for putting faith in me. I'm pretty big on that. I'm coming up here for an opportunity and a challenge is something I think I need. That's one thing that'll drive me, repaying the faith to everyone and proving that I've still got a lot of footy in me. The best thing I can do is come here and put everything on the table, train hard and earn the respect and trust of the
put
boys.
Put it in.
That's David Riccio, Daily Telegraph, about Paul Vaughan, who's in training the house up and training the house down. We need to fill our up team. Munster's in the team, of course. Training the house up.
Do them on air, and then they're in.
Yeah, so training the house up, Joel, is...
Training the house up is having some kind of scandal, I would say.
Yeah.
So Adam Elliott's in the training the house up
Boone.
Side.
Yeah. Millie Boyle.
And this was on the back of the likes of Nathan Cleary, who started the 2020 season with an incident relating to TikTok. Comes out, he's the best player of the year. This year, Tommy Turbo, training the house up. Corso with Harry has a sensational year we've never seen before. So in many ways, you need to train the house up to find your greatest ever season. So Paul Vaughan goes into the side. Brandon Smith goes into the side. Chris Lewis goes into the side. Cameron Munster.
Jordan Rapana.
Jordan Rapana goes into the side.
Up or down?
Up.
Yeah. Whack him in.
Up.
Brooksy, if you've got a pencil in your hand, why aren't you using it?
Because we've got to make a bit of an effort to put players in teams. We can't just say names. We need to do a bit of a story behind it. We need some sort of article, don't we? We can all just say names and write names.
No, but they've had training the house up requirements.
Yeah, as things come to hand for new
I want to get a top 30 squad. I don't want positionals yet. I'm going to see how we go over the off season.
Yeah,
and I will choose my starting side.
Oh, so it's a train and trial training the house
well,
up.
Well, Brooksy just sits here doing nothing.
Reece Walsh training the house up.
Correct, Reece Walsh, Anthony Milford up.
Yes, up.
Brandon Smith,
yes.
Up. Chris Lewis, up.
Yeah, but you're just naming names. There's no like articles or anything like
articles,
what we're doing.
Articles on the front page of the paper. They got caught. They got caught.
But you
doing.
Need to bring them to the board.
I didn't bring the board. I am the
just
board.
Say names. And just,
did you not get? Did you not get a WhatsApp about 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
You're in a hotel room. White candy, what they called it. I don't know. These kids these days, yeah, you know what they do.